I think that was the most delicious dessert I've ever had.
Yeah. I didn't think I could eat another bite, but that was so good. I watch you fold the receipt for our meal and put it in your wallet. What? You're not going to let me see the total?
Nope.
I can't help but shake my head a little, smiling back at you as you stuff your wallet back into your jacket pocket. Of course, I could see how much the meal cost if I wanted to. I'm pretty sure you used our joint account. But there's something about your playful chivalry that is so charming. Like you want to make tonight really special. Even though this is only our first wedding anniversary, we've shared a lot in the 9 years we've been together. Some good things like celebrations and promotions. And then we've shared some really hard things too. This year in particular has been rough for both of us. You take my hand in yours and press it gently to your lips, kissing my fingers.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary. I can't believe it's been nearly a decade since you brought me here for our first date. The place has changed a lot since then. So have we, I guess. A few years ago, some big food critic wrote a glittering review. Apparently, the new head chef has a Michelin star. It took you weeks just to get a reservation. I have to admit, recreating our first date, it's very romantic.
Hey, I'm a very romantic guy. What can I say?
Lately, our version of romance has been Netflix and sex. Most of the time breezing through the foreplay because we've both had a long day. It's no one's fault, really. It happens. The important thing is that we're trying to get back into some of the cute things we used to do for each other. The server returns to our table with a bright smile on his face. He's holding a sleek, luxurious gift bag. He pulls out a bottle of champagne, fresh from the ice, to show us. It's Bollinger and vintage. Expensive, I think.
Thank you. That's incredible.
Well, they didn't offer us that last time.
Yeah, no kidding. Wonder if it's any good. Remember what we did do on our first date?
My thighs squeeze together a little under the table at the memory. Of course I do. How could I forget? I'd never been one for sex on a first date, but I was feeling a little bold that night. I had the biggest crush on you since we met at our friend's housewarming party. And once we broke the ice and got chatting, we were here for hours. The conversation just flowed, and the tension between us was crazy. I was shocked when you leaned forward and asked me to take off my underwear and hand them to you under the table. To this day, I have no idea what made me agree to it. We had just met and it was so unlike me. After that, you excused yourself and headed to the bathroom. I followed shortly after and, fuck, it was such a good night. In the bathroom, bent over the countertop, watching you relentlessly fuck me in the mirror. Anyone could have heard us, but we didn't care.
I was thinking, since we're recreating our first date.
Wait, you mean now? You lean in a little closer, and I catch a scent of your cologne. You've worn the same scent since the day we met, and it always somehow makes me feel comfortable and aroused at the same time.
Unless you've lost that spontaneity I fell in love with all those years ago. I mean, I understand.
My eyes scan around the restaurant, and I clench my thighs together under the table. There are couples everywhere. Servers are weaving in and out of the kitchens. The lights here are low, candles flickering on the tables. Everyone around us is too absorbed in their own evenings to really notice us. But still, my heart is racing.
Come on, baby. take off your underwear for me?
What if someone sees?
Don't worry. No one will see.
I casually drape the oversized tablecloth further up my legs to cover my lap and slide my dress up a little. I pull my panties down as much as I can. Then, I make it look like I'm simply adjusting in my seat as I lift myself slightly off the chair and I feel them to my ankles. In one quick motion, I scoop them up with my feet, fold them into a little ball, and hurriedly press them into your hand under the table.
That's my girl.
Not yet, I'm not. Word for word, my mind flashes back to our first date. Fuck, this is so hot.
How does it feel?
I follow your lead, answering you the same way I did back then. I like it. I slide my foot up and down your calf as your fingertips draw little circles on my hand.
You're full of surprises, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea. I don't know why this is so hot, recreating our conversation exactly how it was, but I can feel myself getting hot, the way you're looking at me with that hungry, desperate look.
Why don't you show me?
You take my hand in yours and give it a gentle squeeze before getting up. You flash me a naughty smile as you walk past me, heading in the direction of the bathrooms. The sneaking around, the thrill of being in public. Fuck, I'm wet already. I can't follow you right away. Oh, God, I can't wait anymore. I don't care if anyone notices. I have to follow you. I quickly down the last of my champagne and stand up. Clutching my small purse in my hands, I head to the bathroom. I catch sight of our server, and we exchange a polite smile and nod as I pass him. Okay, this is fine. It'll be fun. Just like the first time. Oh God, why am I this nervous? This is crazy. As soon as you open the door for me, I push my way in, spin back around, and quickly flick the lock shut again. Before I can turn back around, you're behind me, pressing me against the door. You're kissing my neck, and your hands are roaming around my body, squeezing my tits through my dress.
Fuck.
You turn me to face you. You pin me up against the door again, and I hook my leg over your hip. Your hand slips between us, and your fingers start to trace up my thigh.
You know how hard it's been all night, trying to keep my hands off you.
I liked watching you squirm.
You know this dress is my favorite.
You trail your lips down my neck, and I slide your blazer down your shoulders. You carelessly tug my dress straps down my shoulders, and I hurry to pull down the front of my dress. You unclasp my bra easily, and I can feel the goosebumps raising along my bare chest as you take my tits in your hands. Touch me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.